Radio Network presents You Hype Underground Radio, featuring inside artists in dope hip-hop with DJ Special Blend from Chicago. You Hype.
What are you looking at, butthead?
You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.
DJ Special Blending, you don't stop. We're talking about the comedy movie How Racism Ended.
Wanna hear what's Get em. Going on? Airways full of shit, internet's the bomb. BMS radio's pumping that fire. They tell you anything else, they a liar. If you're scared, don't log on here. Commercial bullshit, don't play on here. And Special Blends got the techniques for hire. Spinning vinyl like Yokohama tires.
BMS Radio Network coming straight from the south side of Chicago. This is DJ Special Blend on the ones and two, bringing you the UHype Underground Radio Show, where we feature unsigned artists and dope hip-hop. Most definitely coming straight from www.bmsradiochicago.com. We got a dope show for you tonight, as always. Tonight we are talking about the movie How Racism Ended. It's a new comedy movie that's playing over on ApplauseNetwork.tv. We got the director and the writer of the movie, Plug Chapman, is going to be on the line with us tonight. We also got the cinematographer for that movie, Kino Trice. He's going to be on the line with us as well tonight. We get to talk to both of those filmmakers, and they're both comedians as well. Meanwhile, we're also going to check out music from the soundtrack of that movie. We're going to hear a jam from Dirty O, and we're going to hear a jam from Jamil Harley. All that is coming up tonight on the U-Hype Underground Radio Show. Tonight's show is brought to you by National Insurance and Tax Service. Hit up Vivian at 630-499-7877. Tell Vivian you heard about National Insurance and Tax Service from BMS Radio Chicago, and you will get a huge, huge discount on your taxes. Meanwhile, we're going to get this show started off right. We're kicking all music from the How Racism Ended soundtrack, the new comedy movie from ApplauseNetwork.tv. And we're going to start the show off tonight with this jam called Sponsor by Chaos. Hit me back and let me know what you think. Twitter.com/DJ Special Blend.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.
Lil Mama on go, a showstopper. Got a booger, bad bitch, she the author. Bustin' out them jeans, got a head like a yawper. Baby got a KKK, Betty Crocker. So go and whip it, whip it. Do your thing. There you go, pick it up, drop it there again. Yeah, she got it, cause she did it. Got the perfect ass and the perfect titty. Top it all off, pretty face to go with it. Love the way she talk, bitch, see how she walk with it. She gon' walk with it, make them haystack at it. Be proud of what you got, little bag at it. Now hit a 3-point stand, let me quarterback it. She got the fresh effort, she hard to take it. I'm in love with her and a poon in it.
I'm in love with her and a poon in it.
So if you hit game proper, then a nigga might be your sponsor. Yeah, I'ma throw this squall up. But first you gotta break me all proper. Work harder. So if you hit game proper, then a nigga might be your sponsor. Yeah, I'ma throw this squall up. But first you gotta break me all proper. Cause I love pretty ladies. And motherfucker bitch too. Cause I wanna posse lady.
Yo!
So I'm here onyx. Where they count money. Then it's come on. Watch it bounce while I ball. Now it's pinned up. Face down, ass up. She gone off the mileage. She just left mileage. So if you hit game proper, bad bitch roll call. I'ma throw magazine, but first you gotta break me all prop. DOA, work harder. Please, us work harder. Stroke us work harder. Blaze, work harder.
Nah, y'all.
So if you hit game proper, then a nigga I might be your sponsor. Yeah, I'ma throw this squalla. But first you gotta break me all proper. Yeah. Work harder. Work harder. Work harder. Work harder.
BMS Radio Chicago, this is DJ Special Blend on the ones and two. And the name of this jam is sponsored by Chaos. Hit me back and let me know what you think about that at twitter.com/DJ Special Blend. That's music from the motion picture How Racism Ended. That's a new comedy movie that's playing over at applausenetwork.tv. We are featuring that movie tonight on the show, along with music from the soundtrack, plus the director and the cinematographer will be on the phone with us tonight, most definitely. In fact, we're about to talk to the director real soon. Plug Chapman is about to be on the phone with us any second now, and that's going to be a real treat. He is the writer and the director of the movie, and he is a comedian. And we're going to talk to him real soon. But first, we're going to pay some bills.
While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Time to get that money, homie. It's tax season, so where you at? Hit up my girl Vivian, get your taxes done. She got your back. Yeah, Uncle Sam takes his cut, but she'll try to get the most money back. And really ain't nothing wrong with that. You know there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, pull up to the tax office like a boss. Hey, if you ballin', show me your W-2s. Hey, hit up Vivian at National Insurance and Tax Services. 630-499-7877. Let's go.
Winning the gold in the pentathlon and the decathlon is...
The winner of the intercollegiate ballroom dance competition is...
Jim Thorpe, All-American, Native American, and he raised the bar for every American. Excellence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
BMS Radio Chicago, this is DJ Special Blend on the ones and two. And you're kicking on the U-Hype Underground Radio Show. We just got through checking out Sponsored by Chaos, and that's from the How Racism Ended soundtrack, a new comedy movie from applausenetwork.tv, most definitely. We're about to talk to the writer and the director of that movie. I got Plug Chapman on the line right now, and we're about to get into his interview on BMSRadioChicago.com.
From the south side of Chicago, another U-Hype interview with DJ Special Blend.
No more loud talking.
BMSRadioChicago.com is DJ Special Blend on the ones and two. Sitting back kicking it, promoting a new movie, How Racism Ended. We right now are about to talk to the writer of that movie. Yes, this is going to be a dope interview. This is the writer and director of the movie. We got him on the line right now. Everybody give it up for Plug Chapman. Plug Chapman on the line, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, dog?
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
I'm sitting on top of the world, homie. Thank you very much for asking. Most definitely. We're talking about your movie today, How Racism Ended, a new comedy at Applause Network TV. Tell the peeps out there about your joint, dog.
About a year ago, I wrote a film called How Racism Ended. I distributed it through Applause Network. A lady named Regina is my executive producer on the film. We just trying to create some awareness about it. It's a real socially conscious film, man, at this time, what's going on with like just the racial issues. Hell, what's been going on? Anybody who's got an open mind that has like a little bit of dark humor, sense of humor, this is definitely a film for them to watch.
Yes, How Racism Ended, a new comedy from Applause Network TV that you wrote, dog. And we're going to talk about that a lot here in a few moments. But first, before we get more into the movie, tell the peeps out there more about yourself as an entertainer.
I'm a stand-up comic. That's what I do pretty much full-time. So aside from that, I write, direct stuff. Shoot, just a jack of all trades, man, when it comes to entertainment. Carry some bags if the pain, you know how that go.
Yeah, I know how that go, dog. You're a stand-up comedian, huh?
Yep.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell us about some of your personal influences.
Most of mine are dead. I would say like Robin Harris, Richard Pryor, Carlin. Some people that I watch now that's living, I like Chris Rock, Bill Burr.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate you sharing your personal information and views with the listeners, most definitely. We are going to talk about the movie How Racism Ended, the new comedy from Applause Network TV, in a few seconds. But right before we do that, one more question about your personal career, dog. Tell everybody out there about your long-term goals, homie.
Well, man, I'm just going to ride the wheels until they fall off, man. Entertainment is one of those adventures where you kind of try to choose your own lane, but sometimes it just pulls you. If I had to do it my way, I would want to be a writer for a television show, write and direct some movies, do stand-up at night. As long as I can talk, I can work. That's how I look at it.
Okay, that's what's up. You sound like a normal human being to me. So let's get into this movie, How Racism Ended, a comedy at Applause Network TV. You can judge by the title and tell that this is obviously about racial tension in America, but I'm going to let you tell the peeps about it.
I wrote it in the mind frame just to show everyone that white people, black people, Jewish, Hispanic, Asian, everybody, we all do the same thing, man. We like to have fun. We like good food. If you're a man, you like women, you know? And so basically it's about a new Klan inductee that was told not to wear his uniform out in public. And so in his excitement on the night he gets his robe, he still wears it out. And just by chance, he runs into some brothers that was out doing some other criminal activities. And so by chance, they kidnap him because he's got the robe on. And so over the course of the night, they think about killing him, but they just decide they're going to keep him hostage for a little while just to show him our side of things as African American. And it's wild, man. It's wild. And at the end, you know, it's a big party where we kind of bring it all together, put some stereotypes to bed. So it's pretty crazy film. Wild stuff in there. Like I say, you got to kind of put the kids to bed. It's definitely rated R.
Okay, dog. Well, yeah, the premise of that does sound pretty hilarious. Let me see if I got you right. A white dude gets inducted into the Ku Klux Klan, and he's so excited that he wears his uniform home. Oh, yeah, that sounds like comedy to me. Absolutely. Tell the peeps out there where they can go check it out.
All right, so you can go on Applause Network TV, applausenetwork.tv on the web. Film is $3.99. Definitely worth the hour and 15 minutes. So definitely go to that site, www.applausenetwork.tv. Get a chance, check it out. Definitely want it. Want everybody's feedback. Interested to see what you guys think.
Okay, everybody out there, I hope you got that. That's applausenetwork.tv. Look for the movie How Racism Ended. Make sure you get up there and check out that comedy. This is DJ Special Blend on the ones and two, and we're talking to Plug Chapman. He's the director and the writer of the comedy movie How Racism Ended. That is available to view right now at applausenetwork.tv. And we're going to have Plug Chapman tell us some more about Applause Network TV. But first, we're going to pay some bills because y'all know it's tax season. I want y'all to call Vivian. Call her right now. Oh, what y'all don't know about Vivian? Check this out.
Time to get that money, homie. It's tax season. So where you at? Hit up my girl Vivian. Get your taxes done. She got your back. Yeah, Uncle Sam takes his cut, but she'll try to get the most money back. And really ain't nothing wrong with that. You know there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, pull up to the tax office like a boss. Hey, if you ballin', show me your W-2s. Hey, hit up Vivian at National Insurance and Tax Services. 630-499-7877. Let's go.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.
I read the novel Inner City Youth by DJ Special Blend from Chicago, and it was off the chain. Grab your copy anywhere books are sold. That's Inner City Youth by DJ Special Blend from Chicago.
He ran for state office and was beaten. Started a business and failed. Ran for Congress and lost. But thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up.
Persistence
pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life.
From Values.com, it's DJ Special Blend on the ones and two. BMS Radio Chicago. We are kicking it with Plug Chapman. We got him on the line. He is the director and writer of the comedy film How Racism Ended. That's playing right now over at ApplauseNetwork.tv. Most definitely. Plug Chapman is on the line with us right now. And we talked about the movie itself, but now let's talk about ApplauseNetwork.tv. Plug, tell us about that.
I'm one of the owner of the website, Regina Bragg. I'm one of her content creators. I call it like the next Netflix, but it's just the black version. So what we doing is we reaching out to all content creators that trying to do what we doing, that's interested in ownership, owning their own content, owning their own products, and really putting it out there. So that's what Applause is about. So I'm kind of like a talent scout in my region. Anybody listening, if you can submit anything to me, my email is plugchapmancomedy@gmail.com. And if we like it, we'll take a look, man. We open. But we like edgy stuff. So we like stuff that's kind of pushing the envelope.
Okay, on the lookout for content that's edgy. Make sure you get up with ApplauseNetwork.tv. If you got content that's edgy out there and you're trying to get it on, most definitely. Now, we talked to the people out there making content. Let's talk to the viewers now, the people who will be viewing the content that's coming to ApplauseNetwork.tv. What type of experience should they expect when they come through the site?
It's mostly skits, like comedy skits. Some of the stuff on there is Thugtastic is one of the most popular content creators on the Applause Network. Dude's hilarious. I got a chance to work with him about a year or two ago doing some stand-up up in New York. So it's just a bunch of content creators that have their own little channels that push their content through Applause. But Thugtastic is one that stands out off the top of my head. So definitely check him out. All you gotta do is just sign up, put your email in, just become a member. So we're going to be pumping out content, newsletters, events. We got some music stuff coming out that we're doing with some artists. So that'll be a chance for people to keep their ear to that, especially through what you do with the music. I'm excited, man. There's a lot going on.
Yes, sir. I share in your excitement. We got some more jams coming up from the movie real soon. But before we do that, please tell everybody out there how they can get up with you on social networking.
Oh, man, I try to keep it simple for everybody, man. Plug Chapman, everything. Instagram, putting together some stuff comedy-wise. I'm going to be going up to Applause has another film. We about to start early spring of 2018, doing stand-up. I was in Chicago recently. About time for me to come back.
Come on back through, dog. You know you are always welcome in Chicago, Illinois, most definitely. We got Plug Chapman on the line, the comedian and the writer and director of the film How Racism Ended, the new comedy that's playing over on ApplauseNetwork.tv. Let's give Plug Chapman a round of applause. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much, Plug Chapman, for kicking it with us. And is there anything you want the people to do as we leave?
Pull up the laptop, watch the film, ApplauseNetwork.tv.
That's what's up. BMS Radio Chicago, DJ Special Blend on the ones and two.
Calling all sports fans, a giant has emerged. If sports is your passion, FireFan has your game. FireFan is the world's first live, real-time, interactive sports app. FireFan is more than an app. FireFan puts you into the game, where you predict the plays, scores, and more. Compete and chat live with sports heroes, celebs, friends, and family, and other diehard fans. FireFan lets you be a part of the action while you're watching the game. Download and share the app now at FireFan.com. Enter reward code BEASTMODE907.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.
Time to get that money, homie. It's tax season, so where you at? Hit up my girl Vivian, get your taxes done. She got your back. Yeah, Uncle Sam takes his cut, but she'll try to get the most money back. And really ain't nothing wrong with that. You know there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, pull up to the tax office like a boss. Hey. If you ballin', show me your W-2s, ayy. Hit up Vivian at National Insurance and Tax Services, 630-499-7877. Let's go.
BMS Radio Chicago, this is DJ Special Blend on the ones and two. You kicked it on the U-Hype Underground Radio Show, where we feature unsigned artists and dope hip-hop. Tonight, we are talking about the movie How Racism Ended, the new comedy movie from ApplauseNetwork.tv. Get on over there and check out that movie. We just got through talking to the director of the movie, Plug Chapman, and soon we are going to talk to the cinematographer of the movie, Keno Trice, so you don't want to go nowhere. Meanwhile, we are still focusing on music from the soundtrack of the movie, How Racism Ended. And the next cut we got up tonight is called Crazy. This one is by Jamil Harley. So we're going to check this out right now. Be sure to give it a listen and hit me back and let me know what you think at twitter.com/DJ Special Blend.
Brand new banger.
They drop dope off in the hood just to stop the Huey movement. How the hell you think it got here so you dudes can move it? You stupid, you ain't got no boat, you ain't got no plane, no jets, just your hands out asking master what's next. Now check, it's for the coaches what you say to MTV or BT, but it looks just like poison into me. Babies dying in these streets, killer please. We come from kings and queens, let you tell it, we dollar men, you Mickey D's with no cheese, but that's quite the opposite. Your parents on some bullshit if they never taught you this. You're selling your people off for proper, no drama, bitch. Your leaders are selling your Jesus and Muhammad slick. Now let this beat sink in while I put you in this mood. And I know what y'all are thinking, right? Who the fuck is dude? And why he preaching in my ear over this here track? He a light-skinned nigga, dog, and probably not even all black. Especially now, man, I'm just trying to pour up. I got this blunt roll with this lean and Sprite in my cup. So what? I'm supposed to let go. Indoctrination, cause where I'm from, self-hate is the number one occupation. And yeah, by the way, this entertainment thing is paying. That positive shit is cool, but the ladies would rather stay slaying. Kardashian like, but what about Sir Journal True Flow, Joe and Angela Davis? Man, we love this images that makes us hate our own babies, and that's crazy. We insane, all you teaching kids and baby, they go insane. All you teaching with the name, they but nothing for the brain. Yeah, we going crazy, it's insane. Insane. All you teaching kids and baby, they go insane. All you teaching whipping, they ain't able nothing for the brain. Yeah, they going crazy. We insane. Attention's the new currency. Dog, it's all a blur to me when you log on social media. All you see is titties and ass, birds showing double D's, and it's all for free. And it's all for free. Look, look, look. Well, let's talk about this reverend exploiting his peeps to make y'all think you going to heaven and his Benz or his Jeep with them $1,000 tailor-mades and gators on feet. Praying on the broken poor is just a wolf leading sheep. Ignoring the streets where my people's getting blazed by police. You got 5 mega churches but no jobs in the streets. You live in heaven right now and I get mine with deceased. Man, your story ain't adding up. I know you lying through your teeth. That's crazy. We insane. All you teaching kids and baby. Insane. All you teaching whipping, they ain't able nothing for the brain. Yeah, we going crazy, it's insane. We going crazy, that's insane. All you teaching kids and baby, they go insane. All you teaching whipping, they ain't able nothing for the brain. Yeah, they going crazy, we insane.
BMS Radio Network coming straight from the south side of Chicago. This is DJ Special Blend on the ones and two. The name of this cut is Crazy, a.k.a. Huey, by Jamil Harley. That's straight from the How Racism Ended soundtrack, a new comedy movie that's coming straight from ApplauseNetwork.tv. Most definitely, be sure to hit me back and let me know what you think. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we are going to talk to the cinematographer from that movie, Keno Trice. We got him on the line now, and without further ado, let's get into that interview. Get him!
From the south side of Chicago, another U-Hype interview with DJ Special Blend.
No more loud talking.
BMSRadioChicago.com is DJ Special Blend on the ones and two. We are promoting the movie How Racism Ended, and we have the cinematographer on the line right now. Everybody give it up for Keno Trice. We have Keno Trice on the line here at BMS Radio Chicago. He is the cinematographer for the comedy movie How Racism Ended. What's up, dog?
What's up, man?
We are happy to have you on the phone with us today.
I appreciate you having me.
You are the cinematographer for the movie How Racism Ended. It's playing at ApplauseNetwork.tv. Let's get right into the movie, dog. Tell us about that project.
Just a couple of guys down here in Atlanta trying to figure out how to be creative. The story was written by Plug Chapman. He brought it to me, said, let's shoot it. I said, why not? It's actually our first movie. It's kind of funny how it happened because, you know, we're both comedians. We started doing skits at first. And, you know, with skits, you wonder how you can get bigger and how you can get creative. So with a little influence from the Applause Network, Gina Braggs, he turned what seemed to be a skit into a movie. That's how we got to it, man. A lot of talent, a lot of local comedians, untapped talent in Atlanta. We all got together and, man, we did this project and it actually came out pretty good.
Yeah, dog. The more and more we talk about this movie project, the more I'm feeling it. How Racism Ended, the new comedy movie from ApplauseNetwork.tv. We're on the line right now with Keno Trice. We're going to come back to that movie and talk some more about it. But first, I want to hear about you, dog. Tell the peeps out there about yourself. What's going on with your career? You said you're a comedian, right?
Been doing comedy about 6 years. I started a little later. I started in my 30s. A lot of people start when they're younger. Always been a fan of comedy. Even from a kid, Pops had me listening to the comedians I shouldn't have been listening to, catching flack from my mom. And, you know, my dad was a humorous guy, and I kind of picked that up. And so it's always been like a pipe dream of mine. So I finally got the courage to, man, step on stage, and it's been on and popping ever since.
Yeah, you nailed it right there, dog, because that's exactly what you need in order to do stand-up comedy is nerve. You got to have a lot of nerve if you're going to stand in front of a crowded room and have the audacity to think you're going to make these people laugh. So you nailed it right there, most definitely. Meanwhile, before we get back to the movie, you know I want to hear about some of your influences as a comedian.
I'm an older cat, you know, Eddie Murphy is when it started. You know, even before that, you know, I got to listen to Richard Pryor, Red Fox. Who influences me today? You know, of course, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle. I've been a fan of Dave Chappelle for a long time, even when he was kind of unknown as a young dude. I always liked an intellectual brand of comedy. I like to talk about life and things that's a little smarter. You know, some comedians, you know, they get straight ghetto, hood, you know, and it's real life for some people. But me, I'm middle class dude. You know, I ain't hood by no means. I see things different. So, you know, I like the smarter comedy. It's just what I'm attracted to and what I try to emulate when I get on stage.
Oh, okay. So you a middle class dude. So it sounds like after this interview is over, you ain't going to be doing no drive-by, huh?
Nah. No drive-bys. I'll probably drive by Walmart and pick up some groceries.
Now, before we go back and talk about the comedy movie How Racism Ended, I want to ask you right quick to talk about being a comedian today. You named some old school comedians earlier, but times has changed in entertainment overall. You know, talk about how times have changed for comedians.
Comedy as we know it is changing. Before, there were certain steps you take. You know, you go to the open mics, you hit the scene, you work out as much as you can, then you hope that a club start letting you host. You move up from the host to the feature act. And then, you know, one day you hope to be a headliner. Well, with social media and internet, the way becoming a comedian has changed. You could get a following before you're even a good comedian, and then you can kind of become a comedian because you're already popular and people will give you more leeway to, you know, work out your comedy skill set. You know, I kind of started out the old school way. You know, we would hit the open mics. You know, we would do the Chitlin circuit, do shows for $20. But I kind of understood that comedy's changing. So I was actually doing a podcast, and my intent was to start recording the podcast on film, and we'll just, you know, post it on the internet. But in doing so, I never do anything lightweight. So if I buy a camera, I'm probably going to end up buying another one and microphones and the whole nine. And before I knew it, I was kind of producing short skits. We dabbled around with some web series. I got kind of good at it. People hired me to come film events and shows and stuff like that. So it just started from there. And, you know, with producing stuff, I can put my comedy in there. And, you know, I can just do a whole bunch of other things. You just can't be a one-trick pony anymore. Comedy is different. It just don't work that way. Some people get lucky. They're able to come up through the old school way, but social media is the way. So that's how I look at comedy now. So me being a comedian and shooting a comedic movie, there's a lot of things about the movie that, you know, my comedy background kind of helped the way the movie flows, how to edit, how to find the jokes, the funny. It's just a different way of coming up in comedy now. So I embrace it, and I look forward to what's coming in the future.
All right, Doc, you started out the old school way, but you are evolving with the time, shooting movies and keeping your social media thing going on. So I think you're doing fantastic, man. Most definitely. I ain't mad at you at all. We're about to talk about this movie because we are here to promote How Racism Ended, the comedy movie from ApplauseNetwork.tv. And we are going to talk about that movie right after this. Kick it with BMS Radio Chicago every day.
Rain, sleet, or snow.
Whatever the weather in the Windy City,
Chicago's hot hip-hop and R&B is on.
The murder mystery Inner City Youth by DJ Special Blend from Chicago keeps you on the edge of your seat. Because it's packed with action and suspense. Download Inner City Youth today on Kindle, Nook, or iBooks.
Ah, go Flagkite!
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Ben Franklin invented the Franklin stove. Bifocals.
Up you go!
And the lightning rod.
Whoa!
Ingenuity. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
BMS Radio Chicago. You're kicking it with DJ Special Blend on the ones and two. And we are hanging out with Keno Trice, the cinematographer for the movie How Racism Ended, the comedy movie that's playing right now on ApplauseNetwork.tv. Thank you very much for kicking it with us today, Keno. We've been talking about your personal career, but now let's focus on this movie project. Tell us about ApplauseNetwork.tv.
I was introduced to Regina, who is the top dog at the Applause Network. I was introduced to her through Plug, my partner. As far as our relationship with the Applause Network, they've been supportive about the whole project. They're the one that influenced the project. Applause is giving young people such as myself, young up-and-coming creative people, opportunity to actually see how the game works. They're funding, giving us a little bit of funding. And it's all, you know, working together. Applause Network is Black-owned. I'm kind of on the Black empowerment tip. I think we need to create our own path. So, you know, we got to start somewhere. We're all kind of working together to build this up and hopefully something become bigger. I salute the Applause Network for even giving us the opportunity because there's not a lot of people that want to give some up-and-comers a budget and the opportunity to be creative and actually give us a platform to put it out. There's not a lot of comedians around here that could write, shoot, and put their own content out with somebody that's, you know, willing to work with them if they're not already known. So I salute the Applause Network again. Regina Bragg, she's been great the whole time.
Okay, the more we talk about Applause Network TV, the more I'm feeling what y'all doing down there in Atlanta. Most definitely, man. Sounds like a good project to me. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's talk about this movie. So we got the movie about a white dude who was inducted into the KKK, and he was so happy that he wore his uniform to the crib. Tell us about that. Without giving the movie away, tell us, you know, about this project, this comedy movie.
Without giving the movie away, you know, it's just a lot of times people who join organizations like the KKK, they're influential or things might not be going on in their life. So we just came up with our take on what somebody who thinks they want to be involved in something, you know, as extreme as the KKK, and seeing that how somewhere along the way, you know, their mind gets changed. And I say this, racism doesn't stand up against contact. And what I mean when I say that is, you know, you can have a certain thought about a culture or certain thought about a group of people, but when you begin to interact with that group of people that you have these thoughts about, and if you had negative thoughts, once you get to meet them, those negative thoughts tend to go away because people are people, no matter where they come from, what culture they're from, what color they are. So basically, we give our take on what happens when these people who have certain ideals about one another come in contact. And we build off that foundation. And we're comedians, so we put our funny spin on it. So you just have to check it out. It's real cool, real funny. You get a lot of laughs. Like I said, we were able to get a lot of comedians to participate. So, you know, we gave them the lines and they did their thing. We let them do the thing, and a lot of funny, a lot of names you hadn't heard before, but we all down here in Atlanta putting it down. Atlanta is the best comedy scene on earth. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Oh, it ain't nothing wrong with repping your city, dog. Go ahead and rep the ATL. Nothing wrong with that at all. I definitely appreciate you coming in here and hanging out today, talking about this movie, How Racism Ended, the new comedy from ApplauseNetwork.tv. Everybody get out there and go check it out. Show some support for this project. We got the cinematographer on the line right now, Kino Trice. Hey, Kino, before we get out of here, tell the peeps out there how they can get up with you on social media.
Kino Trice, man. K-E-N-O-T-R-I-C-E. I'm Kino Trice on everything. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. There's not another Kino Trice, so you put me in, you're going to find me wherever you need to find me. Hit me up, follow me. I work with a lot of other interesting comedians, so I got a lot of content up. I've shot some stuff with Pierre from Baps and How to Be a Player, Rodney Perry, Drew Thomas. I work with a lot of people. I'm about getting this content up. I'm about creating a new Black Hollywood. We need to be independent, man. We need to be independent. We need to put our own money up. We need to own and control. There's too many other people controlling the doors, and we got all the talent. That's all I'm about. Kino Trice, I'm out here. You'll see me.
That is Kino Trice, ladies and gentlemen, the cinematographer from the movie How Racism Ended, the comedy movie that's playing right now on ApplauseNetwork.tv. Speaking of applause, let's give Kino Trice a round of it. Most definitely, I'm really enjoying talking about this movie, How Racism Ended. If you within the sound of my voice right now, you better get over to ApplauseNetwork.tv, pay that couple of dollars and show some support. Watch this movie. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we gotta pay some bills around here as well. We got another song coming up from this soundtrack right after I remind y'all that it's tax season and you need to call my girl Vivian to get it on.
Time to get that money, homie. It's tax season, so where you at? Head up my girl Vivian, get your taxes done. She got your back. Yeah, Uncle Sam takes his cut, but she'll try to get the most money back. And really ain't nothing wrong with that. You know there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, pull up to the tax office like a boss. Ay. If you ballin', show me your W-2s, ayy. Hit up Vivian at National Insurance and Tax Services, 630-499-7877. Let's go!
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.
Got freight, I ship freight. Hit us up today, shipping done right away. Yeah, you know how we do it, we ship it, that's for sure. Best prices in the biz, hit us up and get a quote. What you need, yeah, we got it. Destination, we deliver. We see no competition, we the number one shippers. iShipFreight.com, the number one in logistics. Check the site out now. Yeah, whoop!
BMS Radio Chicago, this is DJ Special Blend on the World to Two, bringing you the UI Underground Radio Show, where we feature unsigned artists, dope hip-hop. Just got through talking to the cinematographer from the movie How Racism Ended, Kino Trice. The comedian was just on the phone and gave us a moment of his time. Thank you very much, Kino. We talked to Plug Chapman a little earlier, and he is the director and writer of the movie How Racism Ended. We are still focusing on that soundtrack, and we got one more cut before we get out of here that we gonna pump for you. We wanted to make sure we had a jam bringing up the rear, and we most definitely got that. This one is called Going Ape, and it's by Dirty O from the How Racism Ended soundtrack. Hit in the back and let me know what you think. Twitter.com/DJ Special Blend.
Underground hype for hip hop, fool.
I'm going ape. All my young nigga going in. Fatigue pad with my J's on. Blowing that strong behind the satchelies. Block 40, wanna take it there. Ain't no me, cause your pocket steam. Dirty, yo, I ain't playing fair. I got padded down, I'm about to rock it in. Southside, that's what I'm reppin'. Granddaddy, that's what I'm smoking. My bitch bad, my ride clean. I'm the coolest nigga, and your hoe know it. My band of baby, that's what I am. Finesse me a nigga for 50 bands. Design a bag, full of cans. Design the jeans, hanging off my ass. Fast money, stacking tall, like gives a fuck. Not at all, I'm going ape. Donkey Kong, better tell them sucker, nigga, leave me alone. When I'm in the hood, man, I need the strong. Your baby mama know I got it going on. I'm still on the block, selling out the zone. Pull up, shout a nigga, what you want? Keep thinking it's a game, but I ain't the one to be played with. I really wasn't gonna say shit, but now a nigga on some ape shit. Pull up with that yapper, and none of y'all had to say shit. I always been that cool dude, but now a nigga on some ape shit. All my niggas going ape.
my niggas on some mape shit. All my niggas going ape. All my niggas on some mape shit. Pull up with that yappa, and none of y'all had to say shit. I always been that cool dude, but now a nigga going ape shit. Real niggas do real things, turn corners and serve fiends. Count the cash, then blow the cash. Eyeball it, don't need a beam. Big chop in my Louis bag. Run up on me, I do your bad. Jumped off the porch, grew up fast. On my grind, getting to the cash. Stupid work in the transport. Stay ducking cops in the task force. Took your bitch up to the penthouse. I'ma get a hoe when she asked for. Took a trip to El Paso. Six bricks in my lap, though. A lot of niggas don't wanna see me shine. What you think that this Mac for? Lick a shot, get your mind right. I got diamonds flooding my timepiece. In the hood where you find me. Trying to get off this nine piece. Jack boys right behind me. But if they know, like I know, you better keep moving. Big pistol on me. I ain't scared to use this dirty. Yo, keep thinking it's a game, but I ain't the one to be played with. I really wasn't gonna say shit, but now a nigga on some hate shit. Pull up with that yapper, and none of y'all had to say shit. I always been that cool dude, but now a nigga on some hate shit. All my niggas going ape. All my niggas on some hate shit. All my niggas going ape. All my niggas on some mate shit. Pull up with that yapper, and none of y'all had to say shit. I always been that cool dude, but now a nigga going ape.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.
BMS Radio and U-Hype are owned and operated by AJW Entertainment.
Wanna hear what's going on? Airways full of shit, internet's the bomb. BMS Radio's bumping that fire. They tell you anything else, they a liar. If you're scared, don't log on here. Commercial bullshit, don't play on here. And Special Blends got the techniques for hire.
DJ Special Blending, you don't stop. Coming to the end of another U-Hype Underground Radio Show episode. And if you're within the sound of my voice right now, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Most definitely. Today, we focus on the movie How Racism Ended, a new comedy movie from ApplauseNetwork.tv. Make sure you get over there and check that movie out. You won't be disappointed. We talked to the director and the writer, Plug Chapman. We had him on the phone tonight. And we talked to the cinematographer, Kino Trice. Both of those brothers are comedians, and I enjoyed meeting and talking to both of them tonight. We had music on the show tonight from Chaos. We had a jam from Jamil Harley. And that last jam, Bringing Up the Rear, was from Dirty O. Let me know what you think about the entire show tonight at twitter.com/DJ Special Blend. And be sure to get over and check out our sponsor for the show tonight, National Insurance and Tax Service. Tell Vivian that you talked to DJ Special Blend, and she will give you a huge discount on your tax services. That's 630-499-7877. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we about to get out of here. And you know how we do. Thanks for coming out. Don't bump into the turntables and fill up your MP3 player. 5000G.
DJ Special Blends Top Rhythm and Blues.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.